pregnant. Then 2 years ago, you told me to go to the Bahamas, and Earlene got pregnant again. Last year, you suggested Tahiti, and darned if Earlene didn't get pregnant again. Luther asked Billy Bob, so what you gonna do this year that's different? Billy Bob says, this year, I'm taking Earlene with me.
You know, that accent just comes way too naturally for you. It's just so easy. Which makes me wonder about you.
Now?
For heaven's sake, take her with you this time. Boy, well, it's 8 o'clock. More news, serious stuff coming up, I promise.
The Subaru True Love event is happening now at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill, where leases start at $199 per month, and we have up to $2,300 off MSRP. Lease a 2015 Subaru Impreza 2.0i Premium for $199 per month. That's right, a new Subaru for $199 per month at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. Remember when you had to wait for a 2015 Forester? Supply has caught up with demand, and we have a full lineup with up to $2,300 off MSRP, and Forester leases starting at $239 per month. Listen to what Rick had to say about his Performance Subaru experience.
You will be pleased by the superior customer service, attitude, and effort of all the employees at Performance Subaru.
Now that's a wow.
Leases are based on 42 months with 10,000 miles per year. Impreza D5515 FKF11 based on MSRP of $23,504 and selling price of $22,299 with $25,28 due at signing. Forester 2.5i lease D5033-FFA-21 based on MSRP of $29,597 and selling price of $27,600. Forester limited price stock number D5297-FFI-21. Includes tax tag and $649 admin fee. Zero security deposit. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 28 February 2015.
Visit PerformanceSubaru.com where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
Have you heard? According to a new study, men who spent less than $2,000 on an engagement ring were more likely to have a successful marriage. At Chatelaine's, we take pride in our beautiful estate pieces and in the wholesale prices we put on them. Not into estate and vintage jewelry? We offer competitive rates on new and trending jewelry as well. Though going deep into debt may seem like a grand gesture, spending wisely without compromising quality is an expression of your commitment to her and your future together. Shop Chatelaine's, located in Carver Historic Carmel.
At the UPS store, we love printing. Flyers, manuals, banners, basically anything you might need printed. And if you're a busy professional or a student, send us your presentation and we will print and bind it and have it ready for pickup right away. Simply submit your print job by email or by visiting our online print website at upsstoreprint.com. And you can always bring your materials to one of our local stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont. The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Don't miss the WCHL weekend shows designed to educate, inform, inspire, and entertain. Explore new culinary insights from a local to global level with hosts Liz Cooper and Jay White on Side Dish, sponsored by Southern Season. Or take a deeper look into issues in the world of sports with Sports Focus, hosted by Charlie Tuggle of the UNC School of Journalism. These are just two of your listening possibilities on the weekend. Find the weekend schedule on chapelboro.com or just tune in to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL, the news talk and Tar Heels station.
This hour of the morning news with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant. Open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
Here at WCHL, Chapel Hill Cupboro weather brought to you this morning by Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Grimble Jewelers. 27 degrees. Right now, winter storm warning remains in effect until noon. Cloudy, freezing rain likely this morning. I think most of the snow is out of here, but we could get a little freezing rain, and maybe that might result in some ice accumulation, which could worsen our problems. A lot of folks without power. More on that in just a moment. High today about 36 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy and cold with a low down in the middle 20s. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, slight chance of snow flurries in the afternoon tomorrow. High tomorrow in the upper 30s. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler. Grimble's in the Village Plaza, right next to Whole Foods. It's 8:04.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
This morning on WCHL, no CBS satellite issues. We hope to have that cleared up within an hour. Lots of folks waking up to no power this morning, and all area schools are closed. If you absolutely have to be out on the roads today, we have some driving tips from the North Carolina Department of Transportation. A lot of folks need to stay home today. Emergency crews are out there, but everybody else pretty much stopped as far as activities are concerned. And unless you have a four-wheel drive vehicle, you're really not going to be able to go anywhere anyway. WCHL's Blake Hodd spoke with Orange County Emergency Services Director Jim Groves to get some tips for enjoying the winter weather safely. Of course, we spoke with Charles Blackwood just a few moments ago, the sheriff of Orange County. All these stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. All of that on the WCHL Snowy Thursday Morning News.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
806 WCHL, we have 27 degrees in Chapel Hill right now. Appreciate your waking up with us this morning on WCHL. It's a day to stay home if you have the opportunity to do so. If you can work at home or just stay at home and stay warm, that's the best thing to do. I think it's pretty obvious that all the schools are closed today. That goes for Chapel Hill Carrboro Schools, Chatham County Schools, Orange County Schools, Durham Public Schools, Alamance Burlington Schools, and all the rest. UNC classes are canceled until at least noon, maybe longer. UNC offices also closed until at least noon. As far as Duke University is concerned, a lot of folks work there. Severe weather policy is in effect, and the Duke University Health System from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. today. All classes canceled until 5 p.m. today. At least we'll let you know if that situation changes. No Chapel Hill transit buses today. So no buses for anyone. Chapel Hill Transit services are shut down for the day. Over 100 flights, the last time we heard, have been canceled at RDU. So if you're planning on air travel today, call your airlines before you do anything to try to leave home, because there's a good chance your flight could have been canceled. And if you have someone flying in, there's a good chance that they may not be able to make it. Amtrak is even halting several routes along the East Coast from Georgia to the Northeast. So, you know, keep in mind also that not only do we have several inches of snow on the ground here, but in other parts of the country, they've got it a lot worse than we do. So not a good day for travel at all. Thousands of Chapel Hill residents are waking up without electricity this morning because of the winter weather. It's a rather heavy snowfall. I mean, and by that, I mean not just a lot. The snow is heavy. It's a very moist snow, a lot different from the kind of snow that we had just a few days ago when this happened. WCHL's Blake Hodd spoke with Duke Energy's Tom Williams to get an update on the latest information on your power.
Collectively across North Carolina, there are 185,000 customers out. And a large majority of those are concentrated in the Triangle area. If you look at Orange County, we have about 7,600 folks out. We serve virtually that entire county. So that's a significant amount as well. On, if you look at Wake County, we have about, Wake County has 77,000 out.
What are some of the efforts being put in place right now to try to get that fixed and back
on? Oh, yeah.
On?
Well, I mean,
I know that you guys have got a lot of crews.
Began yesterday at Duke, and we've been monitoring the circumstances. You know, the beauty of the company is that we have utilities now across six states, so we can bring in additional crews as we need to through the day. So we'll be focusing on that, and I expect focusing on the Triangle area most significantly, given the number of outages out. And with the nature of these storms, many of the outages are very scattered and onesies and twosies, as we like to call them. So a lot of individual outages that may take some time to restore. The numbers are still going up this morning. It's about 545 now, and I've seen them rise about 30,000 customers so far in the last hour and a half. So, you know, we understand that the limbs are still kind of cracking in various neighborhoods around the Triangle right now, and so the outages may continue to climb until things get a little bit better.
Yeah, my neighborhood is one of those. Actually, limbs are still falling. We only had a little flick of power off and right back on around 3 o'clock, so we've been lucky so far. But
you just had a blip, we call a blip.
Yes.
There must have been a limb that hit a tree, and a limb that hit a wire. So But, you know, at this point, we have a significant number of crews ready to go, and we have folks, in some cases, for the significant outages, they've already been out there into the field. But we're going to be in the assessing stage, certainly a good part of the morning, to continue to see what we've got to deal with and then put the crews in the right places to get the outages restored as fast as possible. So we certainly appreciate everybody's patience with this. This is a very wet snow, very heavy snow. And these things typically happen when you have wet, heavy snow, about 4 to 5 inches typically.
Is there anything we should be doing as households while if we are experiencing a power outage to try to stay safe?
I'll call 1-800-POWER-ON just to make sure we have you in the system. It's likely already in the system in some fashion, but please call 1-800-POWER-ON and let us know that you're out. Double-check things to make sure that you're in the queue as fast as we can get you back on. And we certainly appreciate folks' patience. We've had several storms in the last month, and this one's a little bit different in nature given the wet snow nature of it.
All right. Anything else you would like to add in there?
Again, just thanks for our customers' patience who are out. It looks like it's concentrated in the Triangle area, which, please be patient with us. We'll try to get folks back on as fast as we possibly can.
It's 8:11 at WCHL. I'm Rod Sutz. That is WCHL's Blake Hodge talking with Duke Energy. Tom Williams to find out about power outages, and we do have a lot of those. I have from the National Weather Service office in Raleigh, Jonathan Blaze, meteorologist, is with us now. And Jonathan, what can you tell us about our latest up-to-the-minute weather forecast?
Well, in the area, in the Triangle area, especially the northern parts as we head toward Chapel Hill and northern parts of Durham and those areas, we had anywhere from about 6 to as many as 9 inches of snowfall overnight. Further to the southeast, when you head down toward actually Raleigh and perhaps Morrisville and those kind of places, the accumulations tend to drop off quite noticeably. But with the the snow you have out there right now is pretty much as deep as it's going to get. We'll have some lingering flurries and periods of freezing drizzle and drizzle for the remainder of the morning into the early afternoon, with temperatures hovering just below freezing for the next few hours and then just climbing above freezing by early afternoon.
Doesn't sound like a lot of melting is going to take place today.
Well, a couple things actually might work better than you think. We've had a couple winter storms where temperatures have been in the 20s, and the character of the snow was different, such that when cars drove on it, it froze, it bonded to the asphalt, and kind of turned into more of a compacted layer of ice. With the heavy, wet nature of today's snow, as folks put tire tracks in it, the road conditions actually will improve noticeably. And even though we'll have low overcast for much of the day, the clouds aren't terribly deep, so the sun actually will be peeking through those clouds, even though it looks cloudy, and that will help break the snow up as well. So the snow's not going to disappear, especially on the grass and in the shady spots and things like that, but the roads will noticeably improve as we head into the early afternoon, and once we get some more cars on it and a little bit of a little bit of insulation.
Talking with Jonathan Blaze, National Weather Service. Jonathan, I'm looking at the long-range forecast in the next couple of days. There's even a mention of flurries in there. Could we get any serious snow in the next couple of days?
Yeah, so we've been overwhelmed with winter storms here of the past couple of weeks, and certainly we have a potential some flurries, I think, is the best way to categorize it. For tomorrow, we don't expect a big impact with that, but wouldn't be surprised to see some flurries falling during the afternoon, snow showers, that type of thing. We don't expect much accumulation, and temperatures during that time will be in the upper 30s. So unlike the snow flurries we had earlier in the week, where it actually accumulated a little bit more and persisted longer, because temperatures will be milder, we expect the impact to be much more minimal.
I guess.
And we have another winter storm or another storm system heading toward us for the weekend, and that would be potentially as we head into Sunday. And we're still evaluating that and seeing what the potential impact with that would be. But hopefully here at some point as we head into the middle of next week, temperatures will moderate, and we actually have highs getting into the 50s, if not lower 60s, by Wednesday, hopefully.
Wow, that's amazing, even to think about that. Looks like this weekend we might be dealing with some severely cold temperatures at night in particular.
excuse me. It will be chilly for the next couple nights. Fresh snow tends to help promote cold temperatures. So lows tonight will range in the lower 20s. And then for Saturday morning, they'll fall to near 20, so it'll be quite cold. And even into Sunday, we'll be in the near 20 or upper teens. Eventually, temperatures will moderate once we get to the beginning of the work week on Monday. Hopefully, kids will be back at school and at the bus stops. We expect lows in the mid-30s on Monday morning.
Well, Jonathan, I know that you guys are extremely busy out there, and we appreciate what you do, and thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks for the call. Everybody be safe. And one more thing you might want to mention is I know folks are tempted to let their kids run out and play today. It would be smart to keep them inside, at least through the midday hours, as you know we do have branches and limbs falling down with the heavy wet snow, and we don't want to have any branches or limbs falling on anybody outside unnecessarily. Things should improve by afternoon, so if you can hold the little ones indoors for a handful of hours, they'll be a lot safer.
That's a very good thought. Thanks so much.
All right, take
care. That is Jonathan Blaze, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh, and that's what's happening there. That's our very latest forecast. We are all in for a very cold next few days, all the way through the weekend. The temperatures are going to be very cold. We also have the thought and the promise of some much warmer weather in a week or so. So we'll just have to wait on that, I suppose. Roads are dangerous after several inches of snowfall. You heard Jonathan say anywhere between 6 and 9 inches of snow right here in the triangle. Brad Wall is a maintenance engineer with the State Department of Transportation. He gave WCHL's Blake Hodge an update on their work.
We've had crews out overnight working on the interstates and major primaries. They have salted those routes, and they've also pushed the snow off of them multiple times. Currently, the precipitation continues to fall, but we're expecting that to stop here, I'd say, by 7, 8 o'clock. Once precipitation stops, we will continue to work on the interstates and major primaries until they are clear. Then we'll turn our attention to the secondaries. And we expect to get to those today, and we will work on those until temperatures this evening get low where the snow won't push off of them.
And I know that hopefully once it clears up around 8 o'clock or so at least that we don't have anything else coming. So is that just going to be the primary effort the next couple of days, or really is just branching out off of those primary roads?
Yes. Once those primary roads are clean, we will be working in the secondaries until everything's clean. That's correct.
I don't know if you have this information or not, but I'm just curious. Do you guys, I know last year we ran into a problem running out of some of the supplies. Are you guys in good standing with salt and all that kind of stuff?
Well, as of yesterday, when we checked it, we were about at 60% capacity of our salt, so we're using it pretty heavily today, so we'll be checking it again, but right now we're okay.
Yeah, that sounds like everything's in pretty good shape, and I know planning is always just a big part of the game over there with the DOT, right?
Yes, watching the weather and you know, with our partners with National Weather Service and communicating with them, and so that we know what's coming, and having our personnel and equipment ready does take quite a bit of planning.
Is there anything you want to add in there, Brad? I know you've got a lot to get to today.
Well, as crews continue to work, you know, we would encourage folks to stay at home if they can. If they cannot stay at home, just plan your travel carefully. Allow plenty of time. And you might also pack some emergency supplies if you get into an emergency situation and end up off the road. But leave plenty of time and drive for the conditions.
All right, that is Blake Hodge, and that was Brad Wall with the Department of Transportation. And now new numbers are coming in from Orange County Emergency Services in terms of power outages, accidents, and other snow-related incidents. Carla Banks is with Blake Hodge for an update on this situation, some special circumstances here in Orange County.
Out of Orange County in Hillsboro, we've recorded 8 inches of snow.
8 inches? Is that what you said?
8 inches, yes.
Oh, wow. So you guys have been on the top of that end of the forecast there, then, it sounds like.
Yes, and it is pretty hazardous as far as the roads. Some of the main roads have been plowed, but we do urge people to stay off the roads if at all possible. There have been 5 vehicle-related accidents that have caused injuries, not serious, but nonetheless. And then we've had 1 injury reported as a slip and fall. So we want people to be aware also of downed trees. Right now we're recording about 35 downed trees throughout the county. Some of those have gone down with the power lines. So we're asking people not to go out and try to move any trees or do anything with their chainsaws. They could be putting themselves in harm's way if those trees are touching a live wire. Power outages, we have a little more than 7,000 for Duke Energy and nearly 3,000 for Piedmont Electric.
Are we expecting those numbers to probably go up a little bit throughout the day as the snow weighs down some trees?
It is possible. In the last 45 minutes, those numbers have gone down slightly. The crews from the DOT, from Duke Energy, from the fire departments, they're making their way out to those areas. So we'll continue to give updates as we get those numbers coming in.
All right. And if people do see downed trees and there's no power line involved, should they just call emergency services? How should they go about that if it's blocking a roadway or anything like that?
Yes, call emergency services. That way we can pinpoint the location and send crews out.
Anything else that you want to put in there for us?
Yes, just a reminder, Orange County government offices are closed today, and we want folks to be safe, stay warm, and if you have to drive, do it with caution.
All right, that's the latest information from Orange County right there. And, Blake, you know, it's kind of crazy out there. The best thing to do, we keep saying this over and over and over, just stay off the road, stay home.
Just staying in. And we are, as you just heard there from Carla, as we let her go away, there was about 10,000 people throughout Orange County currently without power. So we are still seeing that number fluctuate a little bit. Earlier, whenever we were talking with Duke Energy, they said that number could actually rise throughout the day as some of these trees get weighed down and they may fall onto power lines or onto houses in particular, obviously knocking the power out of those individual houses. But she said that number had actually came down a little bit, which kind of surprised me, which hopefully means we're trending in the right direction. But widespread power outages throughout the area. If you can stay home and you're able, if you are lucky enough to have power right now and you're staying home, just hang out there, enjoy the day, enjoy the snow. You can just get a book and read through. I know Aaron was talking with someone from the library yesterday about a few books, to just one sitting kind of books. I'm not very good at the one sitting books. I get my mind wanders too much for that. But you know, if you can do that, it's a good day to do it. I would probably be out in the snow messing around a little bit more than that. So if you are doing that, make sure you're bundled up, and exposed skin is a big thing you need to watch out for if you are going to be outdoors, especially for a prolonged period of time, as we heard from Jim Groves earlier. So with situations like today, you can get out there, you can have some fun, just take those precautions, and you won't end up feeling worse for the wear later on.
Exactly. And some just common sense items to talk about here. Be extra careful if you go outside to inspect for damage at your house, because downed or hanging electrical wires can be hidden by the snow, tree, or debris, and could be live, so
watch out. That's all. If you see a down line, first off, just call your utility at that point. Don't
approach it. Don't act like it's down, and or don't act like it's dead at that point. Even if you don't see it sparking, just call the utility. And if you see down trees, you can just call Orange County Emergency Services as well. I know that number is on that piece of paper I just gave you. I don't have it right in front of me. I believe it's 245-6100 for Orange County Emergency Services. But you can call them and tell them about any major trees that are down, if they're blocking roadways or anything like that. That's what they're here for. We have these utilities and services in place to make sure that you can call these people and you don't have to get out there and deal with it yourself, because that is very hazardous. And if you see anything down like that, please call emergency services. Call us. We'll let emergency services know. 919-967-8363 is our newsroom number if you want to call and let us know directly.
And that Orange County Emergency Services number is, I think you remembered it correctly, 919-245-6100.
How about that?
919-245-6100. Remarkable memory. Thank you so
much. I don't know.
That,
some stuff just gets jammed in there. And that's probably why I did so badly in some subjects in school, because I had so much useless knowledge that just got stuck in there. But
you should tell me all about it. I know that. I'm very familiar with the concept. Listen, if you are stuck at home and you don't have power, just a few things you might be able to do to try and stay warm. Dress for warmth in layers of loose-fitting, lightweight fabrics with a tightly woven outer garment on top. Wear a knit hat, scarf, and gloves to conserve your body heat. Keep your fridge and freezer doors closed. Keep the temperature down as long as possible so that food doesn't spoil. And certainly, this is something we talk about every winter. Anytime there's snow or extreme cold, never burn charcoal or use a generator inside. Those things have to be ventilated.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really dangerous
scary
situation.
And you always hear about that. We always say this before, but you always hear about it after a lot of times.
Somebody really desperate to keep warm.
And that's sad, because they just want to stay warm like everybody else does. But you really do need to take precautions, because at that point you're going to talk about a lot bigger damage and a lot more problems than just being cold at the moment. So don't bring anything from outside in to heat. If you are using a kerosene heater or anything inside that is meant for indoor use, just make sure you're following all of the safety procedures that come with that particular heater, making sure it's away from certain things that could catch fire. Just if you take those cautions, we'll come out on the other side of this. We do have a little bit warmer weather on the way in the next few days, it sounds like. So fingers crossed that we can get out without too much trouble.
Those things can really be dangerous if you don't use them correctly. And following up on what I said a moment ago, burning charcoal. Some folks try to burn charcoal in a grill to stay warm. I mean, that's just one of the worst things you can do.
Yeah, because that's carbon monoxide.
Yeah, exactly. Lots of carbon monoxide, which can be deadly. Mm-hmm. But also, you can start a fire.
Right.
You know, so
also can be deadly.
We don't want the fire department coming to your house.
No, they've got enough work to do today. Yeah. We don't need to,
they really
to add on to that list.
Yeah, but again, this is a good opportunity. Kudos to Fire Chief Dan Jones.
Yes.
Who's about to step down.
We can't let him out
soon.
Without one more good snow in here for Chief Jones.
Had to have one more severe weather situation for you to deal with before you got out of here. But thank you for all that you do. And we talked to Sheriff Charles Blackwood earlier with the Orange County Sheriff's Department. We've been in touch with all the emergency services folks, Chapel Hill Police Department, with Matt Sullivan, Town of Chapel Hill earlier, Emergency Services Coordinator. All those folks are really hard at work, so you don't have to be.
And the thing is with people like the DOT and other emergency people is that if you get out there and do happen to get stuck just because you're trying to make it somewhere, then you're causing them to take time away from other things they could be doing. Also, if you're stuck in the roadway, you're impeding them just clearing the snow, which is the main step here, and it's going to take them a little while to get off those primary roads and to even some of the major secondary roads and then the real side streets. It's going to be a little while, so don't anticipate that being today or anything, because they're going to have enough of a challenge today getting those major primaries cleared, as we've heard from Brad Wall several times.
I know that you've been out in the Performance Auto Mall Storm Tracker this morning, and it's not an easy go out there.
It is not. Anytime that you're even on the interstates and stuff, I mean, there are, as you head toward the interstates and on the interstates, then they are I don't want to say clear by any means, but they have at least been worked on by the DOT with their plows and everything else. But anything else, I mean, nobody lives directly on the interstate, so you got to get there. So getting there is going to be a problem. And even another thing to consider, wherever you're going, call ahead and ask before you go if they're even open, because then you're just really taking an unnecessary risk to even get out on the roadway.
And this, of course, affects flights as well. Oh, They've had over 100 flights canceled at RDU today.
We had 100 canceled yesterday, and I'm sure at least that same number so far this morning, in the thousands nationwide, and it's going to be a little while to get that back on track as well.
Yeah.
I've got a flight tomorrow morning at 5:30. I don't know if that one's going to happen or not.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to Florida for a wedding this weekend. Well, that was the
good luck on
may
that.
Not be doing that anymore.
Wow.
But I will be doing this tomorrow. Call ahead to your airline, not the airport. They're not going to be able to really help you a whole lot. But call your airline to find out if your flight is going to be on time, canceled altogether, delayed, however they can work with you from there. Because the actual airport isn't going to be able to give you a lot of information on your specific flight, but your airline will be able to do that. So call your airline. Yeah. If you're heading out anywhere, call ahead and just make sure that they are open before you head there. A lot of government offices today are just flat out closed. Orange County, Durham County, the courts in Orange and Durham County are all closed today. So everybody is still waiting to see how we're able to deal with this in terms of the DOT and plowing and everything, because it does look like we're on the tail end of actual precipitation, which is good news, and then we can warm up a little bit.
Well, even the university is shut down until at least noon, and I would not be surprised if they decide to change that later on.
Duke
went ahead. No classes, no offices open, anything like that.
Duke announced yesterday that they were just going to be canceled through 5 at least. And UNC is still waiting on additional word from them about any kind of update. But as of right now, nothing offices or campus, as you said, open through noon.
All right. Well, hey, thanks a lot, Blake, for all you're doing. And this traffic report, which is inclusive of a lot of other stuff, has been brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. And Grimble's is the place to go. They're always there for you. Berkeley Grimble always has too much fun. It's Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods. Check them out. That's Grimble Jewelers. Now, your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast. It is 27 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 26 in Carborough, also 26 this morning in Hillsborough. The winter storm warning remains in effect until noon today. That's because even though we're pretty much done with the snow, there may be a flurry or two out there. We're pretty much finished with that. We do have a possibility of some freezing rain likely this morning, and that can mean some more ice accumulation. So we have to be aware of that. Our high today only about 35 or 36 degrees, and that won't happen until the afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, cold with a low in the middle 20s. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a slight chance of flurries in the afternoon, and the high tomorrow in the upper 30s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, slight chance of flurries, and then partly cloudy after midnight. Cold, though, with a low down around 18. Now, on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high in the low 30s. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low between 15 and 20. And on Sunday, partly cloudy again with a high in the upper 30s. Your Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce has some big news for you. If you'd like to escape all the cold weather, well, I know you wish you could go now, but the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce is taking a 9-day trip to Cuba in late October of this year, and you can go along, join a free information session March 3rd, 5:30 p.m. at the Siena Hotel on East Franklin Street in Chapel Hill, or you can just go to their website to find out more, carolinachamber.org/Cuba.
Ron Stutz has been your early morning host since 1977. That's a long time behind the mic. Ron has all your local news, sports, traffic and weather together, interviews with the newsmakers, commentaries, jokes, and a lot more. You'll hear from the whole WCHL news team, plus Freddie Kiger's trivia, Wayne Pond's word of the day, Art Chansky's sports notebook, the clean joke of the day, and a whole lot more. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m., and you can wrap up your day with Aaron in the afternoon with the WCHL afternoon and evening news. In between, spend some time with Stephanie Miller and Tom Hartman. This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Once again, here's Ron Stutz.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the basketball court, teamwork is what you need to take on any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home court advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. And as always, thanks for your business and continuing to make Fitch Lumber and Hardware a family tradition.
Hi, I'm Mark Vitale from All About Insurance Nationwide in Chapel Hill. Thanks to more than 25,000 satisfied customers, we have built one of Nationwide's largest agencies. The most cost-effective way to cover all insurance needs is through one company and one agent. We are that agency. Call us today at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 North Fordham Boulevard and let one of our experienced agents give you a free consultation. We know all about insurance, so you don't have to.
Hi, this is Greg Overbeck for the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. We've been running ads on CHL for a while, encouraging you to support your community and dine locally. We wanted you to know that we'd obviously love it if you chose Squid, Spanky's, or 411 West every night. But when you decide to dine somewhere else, please choose one of the many fine, locally owned, independent restaurants in the area. Why independent? Well, chains spend their money back at corporate headquarters in Chicago or New York or L.A., but not locally. A recent study showed that locally owned restaurants reinvest in their communities at three times the rate the chains do. In the long run, the fact that local businesses do business locally leads to more resources for our community. Better schools, better teachers, more public services. You're not saving the world when you go out to eat, but every little bit makes a difference. So please, support your community and dine locally. Thanks again from the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
Well, good morning, 836 WCHL, and thought we'd take a break from talking about all the weather in just a moment here. But we have, ladies and gentlemen, John Santa is on the line with us now. And, John, it's always fun to talk to you.
Hey, buddy.
This is your kind of weather, isn't it?
Oh, God, no. No way. No way. I want shorts. I want spring. I've had it. Enough. Winter, you win. I'm done. I was done the last time. No, I hate this. I hate the cold.
You're expressing the sentiments of a lot of people this morning, especially the fact that I know that you're sitting there without electricity in your house.
Yeah. It's a cold. I have two English setters that are keeping my feet warm right now as I speak.
Wow.
God bless them. But yeah, I'm one of the many I hear that is without power this morning, sadly.
Well,
but hey, we're gonna, you know, we're Chapel Hillians, we're North Carolinians, we will power on.
Well, it's if it gets any colder, it will be a three-dog night instead of a two-dog night.
Ba-dum-bum. There you go. Where's the drummer? We need a rim shot.
Well, speaking of rim shots, I know that the reason we were going to talk today, no matter what the weather, but John Santa is a musician, quite an accomplished musician, all-around nice guy, and founder of the Marathon Jam, which is coming up. John, tell us, for the folks who don't know and who haven't heard about this, what is the Marathon Jam?
The Marathon Jam would be our seventh year doing the Marathon Jam, the American Legion Post 6 down on Legion Road. Every year for 7 years has given us the free use of their facility, and I gather a bunch of my crazy musician friends, and we are wondering why you haven't been there, Ron, because under the crazy part, you definitely fit. You should be there. But perhaps I'm digressing. And we play music for 12 hours straight, and we get people to sponsor us for every hour we play, and we've been raising money for charity for actually 13 years, but for the past 7 years, we've been playing for the Fort Bragg Fisher House that takes care of the families of injured soldiers.
Okay, for the folks who don't know about Fisher House, what is that all about?
Fisher House is a great organization. The biggest reason that people may know about them is when the government shut down a while back, Fisher House was an organization that stood up and said, we will pay the veterans' death benefits while the government's shut down. They're kind of famous for that. But what they actually do is provide free room and board for the families of injured soldiers. They have facilities near every major medical center, VA medical center. And so, you know, the soldiers being taken care of, they're in the hospital, they got doctors and stuff. But all one of the reasons I do the Marathon Jam, and I think that my crazy musician friends come, is all we know is that the kid is saying, "Mommy's sick," or "Daddy's hurt," you know, and "Mommy's hurt," and they just want to be with Mommy and Daddy. So we do this to keep the families together. Because if somebody's hurt and then they get sent up to like Walter Reed or something up in D.C., a hotel room's $200 a night up there. And Fisher House is an organization that lets the family stay close by, room and board for free for as long as it takes. And sometimes with some of this stuff, it's a year or longer. And you know, everybody thinks, well, we're pulling back on deployments and stuff, and that's true. But all these IED guys and all these the problems that we've had, the injuries, these people will be treated for years and years and years. And so Fisher House is an ongoing need, and that's why we're continuing to support them. And I have to tell you, Ron, I'm really proud of this. We started the Marathon Jam right here in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, and we have grown. We're in 20 cities across the United States. We've been in 5 countries. In 6 years, we've raised over $70,000 for the Fort Bragg Fisher House. And nationwide, we will cross the $300,000 mark this year for money raised at Fisher Houses around the country.
That is fantastic. And John, I know from knowing you over the years and from hearing about the Marathon Jam over the years, this is something that is really near and dear to your heart, and it's almost like you're on a mission, and I congratulate you for that.
Thanks, brother. I really appreciate that. Coming from you, Ron Stutz, that means a lot to me. We like to use that line from the Blues Brothers movie, "We're on a mission from God." we are. It's really neat. We have a lot of veterans who are sitting in our circle, also have a lot of non-veterans. One of the things I like to say, now that we've been doing this for a long time, is when we started the Marathon Jam playing for Fisher House, George Bush was president, and now Barack Obama's president, and so that, if nothing else will prove that this has nothing to do with politics, that statement in and of itself should do it. It's really just all about the families. I mean, it just seems really simple to me, you know. Everybody's going to heal better if the people they love are around them, and my heart goes out to those kids. And one of the missions of the Marathon Jam, one of our subsets of our missions, is to honor the sacrifice and the service that the family makes. While the veteran or the soldiers are away, those families really do make a sacrifice, and they are providing a service to this country, and we want to honor them in just about everything we do. And that's what we try to do.
John, I know that you have been honored as a WCHL Hometown Hero, and also know that you don't do this for the recognition. This is something that has really gotten into your very soul. And I know that you've had a lot of conversations with some of those families who have been the recipient of what you've been able to do through the Marathon Jam for Fisher House. And it's made a real difference in the lives of a lot of people.
It really has. They're a great organization, and I listen, I'm real proud to be a hometown hero. I really am. It means a lot to me, particularly from CHL. I mean, I'm a Carolina grad, and I grew up in Durham and played in bands and stuff, and driving back used to listen to Dolly Holiday and I think it was the Holiday, the Village at Night show on CHL. And all the great jazz tunes that she used to play and big band stuff. And I'm really, really proud of that. But what did it for me is you go down, you know, I would urge anyone to go to the Fisher House or come to a Marathon Jam and talk to some of these veterans and some of these families, and your life will be changed forever. I mean, it's really, really amazing. It's a great organization, and I'm just really proud to be affiliated with them and all my crazy friends. I mean, listen, Ron, the reason it ain't about me, because I'm just a guy with an idea. And a guy with an idea means that I will sit there and play the guitar for 12 hours all by myself, and ain't nobody going to show up to see that. But my talented and wonderful friends show up, and I mean, we'll have 30 or 40 musicians there, and these guys come, and many of them, the guys who play and the men and women who play all day long, who play the whole 12 hours, we call them iron pickers. And those iron pickers come and play for 12 solid hours with me. And we crank out the music, and we make a bunch of money and give it to Fisher House. And in between, we take little breaks and talk to some of the veterans and their families. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful event. Allen and Son Barbecue, Jimmy Stubbs, always gives us a bunch of great barbecue, so we have good stuff to eat. And We have wonderful music, and God bless the American Legion Post 6, because it's the only place in Chapel Hill where there's acres and acres of free parking.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's an oxymoron in Chapel Hill.
Yeah,
what,
really
free
is.
And easy parking? No way. But there it is.
But thanks to Lee Heavlin and all the folks who...
Lee and those guys and the VFW and the American Legion. God bless Lee and those guys, the commanders over there over the years, have been really wonderful to us. And they're just hugely supportive. And just great guys and really behind this thing. It's really cool. I don't think Chapel Hill appreciates the American Legion nearly enough for the community organization that they are.
I think you're right, and I don't think that Chapel Hill appreciates musicians enough. Some musicians, you know, not making a lot of money, just, you know, but they love playing music, and I happen to know that, you know, so many of those folks will come great distances just to be a part of something like this, especially the Marathon Jam.
It's true. Last year we had some guys drove 4 hours from the mountains. And their goal was they drove 4 hours, four of them in the car. They took shifts driving. They drove 4 hours to come play with us. They were going to stay 4 hours and then drive home 4 hours. And ended up having such a good time, they stayed for 6 hours with us. God bless them. But we get people coming from all over come to support this thing, and it's really great. The music's really great, and then people can stand up. We really welcome someone in the audience standing up, and well, we call them little tributes or testimonials. People will say, well, I'll give you $5 or I'll give you $50. Some folks give us $100. You know, I'll give you $100 to check for Fort Bragg Fisher House if you let me talk about my brother who was in Afghanistan. Oh. And somebody else, I'll give you $25 if you let me talk about my dad who was in Vietnam or in World War II. And some of the stories are sad because, you know, the endings are sad. But some of the stories are really funny. Almost all of them are really poignant and very emotional. And it's just really, it's a really wonderful event. So you have, it's very much, the feel of the Marathon Jam really mirrors the feel, that's been my goal, to make the jam feel like what a Fisher House feels like. Because I've been down there and I take my dogs and my English setters and I, we go in there and we're sitting around the living room and everybody's laughing and there's kids and stuff, and then somebody comes in a wheelchair with no legs and they're kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, that's why we're here.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we sit around and play music and it's fun, and then somebody gets up and starts talking about their brother who didn't come back. And it's very moving, but that's kind of how the Fisher House is, you know, and that's why we do what we do, to try to make it better. We were really proud we're partnering this year with Wags for Tags, which is a great North Carolina-based organization. These guys, Ron, I don't know if you were aware, because I sure wasn't, we kill more dogs in animal shelters in North Carolina than any state in the union.
I did not know that.
Me neither, and that's horrible. We need to fix that. But these guys found out about that statistic and said, we're going to adopt dogs, we're going to train those animal shelter dogs, those rescue dogs, train them to be service dogs, and then we're going to partner them with PTSD veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the organization, Wag for Tags, and that's what they've been doing. It's a great organization. They're a great fit for us because we always have doggies at our Marathon Jam, because you can't play bluegrass without dogs being around. You know
that's
that.
That's true. You got to have dogs on the front porch,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. And so we're really proud to be partnering with them this year. And we, at this point, I hate to say it, we don't know whether the weather's going to kill us. For where this Saturday is the jam at the American Legion Post 6 on Legion Road, but I don't know whether we're canceling yet or not. I suspect we probably will, but I'd hate to say it. I don't know. There's a 40-degree day, I think they're predicting tomorrow, with lots of sunshine.
Well, not even that warm.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's getting iffy. But if we cancel, we're going to reschedule. I just need to check with the Legion and find a time we can get the room again. We will reschedule and do it when it's warmer, and that way everybody will be able to wear their shorts and flip-flops and do it the way God intended.
So it won't be a cancellation, but it will be a postponement. You're going to have it sometime, I know.
Yeah, and my way of looking at that, it just gives us more time to raise more money and spread the word.
Yeah. John, let me ask you this. For the folks who, I mean, I could sit here and talk to you all day, and it really is fun. It's always good to talk to you, and it's such a wonderful cause. And
thanks, man.
I really salute you for founding this thing and seeing it through year after year after year. How can folks find out more? Is there a website where you can go to find out more information about this event and about Fisher House in general?
You bet. And that, see, that's why you get the big bucks, Ron Stutz, because I was going to hang up the phone and never say www.marathonjam.com. Yeah, marathonjam.com is the website, and they'll tell you all about what we do. There's also online contributions. And just because if we don't end up playing this week, folks, you can still give us some money if you're motivated. And it also will have some links to Fisher House and explain more about what they do and how we interact with them. And I think we have links up to Wags for Tags as well. So, yeah, I appreciate that. And Ron, let me just take a minute. You know, things were tough with us losing Dean. You are the voice of Chapel Hill, and it's just so great to have you there to walk us through this stuff. I'm proud to be your friend and proud to be associated with WCHL, and I just, you know, you make it better for us, and I really appreciate what you do, and I know Chapel Hill really appreciates what you do, brother.
Well, I appreciate what you said, John, and ladies and gentlemen, he's got his sunglasses on. He's got his got a full tank of gas, and I don't know if that's going to do him any good today.
No,
but
I ain't going anywhere. But that full tank of gas will let me and the pups get in there. If we get really, really cold in this house, and we're going to go in there and warm up a little bit. We will, of course, be listening to WCHL while we're in there.
He's on a mission from God.
That's right.
John Santa, founder of the Marathon Jam, the guy who makes it all happen, along with a whole bunch of really good-hearted musicians. Thank you so much, John, for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Ron. Thank you for what you do. And like you said, I could talk to you all day as well. It's always fun, man. And my one regret on this is I really wanted to be in the studio with you today, but we'll do that another time. Maybe we went further. If we postpone this thing, maybe we can get it later.
Exactly.
Hey, all right, brother, you take it easy. Be safe, my friend, and everybody out there, y'all travel safe and travel friendly.
Stay warm, and I hope you get your power back soon.
Boy, me too.
It's 8:51 at WCHL, and we'll be back with more information for you, the information that you need to proceed through the day here on WCHL.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it can give you goosebumps. But why do we get goosebumps? How did the human brain decide that mimicking the skin of a freshly plucked bird was an appropriate response to excitement? Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that gives me goosebumps.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Take the trip of a lifetime. Experience Cuba with the Chapel Hill Carborough Chamber of Commerce. In October, visit four cities, including Havana and Cienfuegos. With airfare from RDU, first-class hotels, and 20 meals, you get this exclusive trip at a great price. As trade restrictions are lifted, visit key historic sites, meet local people, and experience the depth of Cuban culture. Free information session is March 3rd, 5:30 p.m. at the Siena Hotel. Find more at carolinachamber.org/Cuba.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
The Subaru True Love event is happening now at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill, where leases start at $199 per month, and we have up to $2,300 off MSRP. Lease a 2015 Subaru Impreza 2.0i Premium for $199 per month. That's right, a new Subaru for $199 per month at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. Remember when you had to wait for a 2015 Forester? Supply has caught up with demand, and we have a full lineup with up to $2,300 off MSRP, and Forester leases starting at $239 per month. Listen to what Rick had to say about his Performance Subaru experience.
You will be pleased by the superior customer service, attitude, and effort of all the employees at Performance Subaru.
Now that's a wow.
Leases are based on 42 months with 10,000 miles per year. Impreza G5515 FKF11 based on MSRP of $23,504 and selling price of $22,299 with 25.28 fuel signing. Forester 2.5i lease D5033-FFA-21 based on MSRP of $29,597 selling price of $27,600. Forester limited price stock number D5297-FFI-21. Includes tax tag and $649 admin fee. Zero security deposit. Dealer retains manufacturer incentives. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 28 February 2015.
Visit PerformanceSubaru.com where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know that filing frequent claims on your homeowner's insurance can have severe consequences? Frequent claims could lead to increased premiums and cancellation of your homeowner's insurance. Your home is a long-term investment, so consider higher deductibles and paying for minor damages out of your own pocket. Protecting your home against catastrophic loss is essential and can lower your premiums for the life of your home ownership. Call my office at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance. This is Jeff Rubish. Rubish, did you know?
Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. You can meet your friends for a delicious lunch or dinner of skillfully prepared contemporary American cuisine, browse the wine shop for an intriguing bottle to take home, or just relax at the beautiful candlelit bar with a spicy margarita or frosty craft beer. Glass Half Full, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun too. Visit us online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
Jones Angels.
I think you sound younger on FM, Ron. Do you think this is the case, too? I think you sound like a young man.
From the National Weather Service office in Raleigh, Jonathan Blaze, meteorologist, is with us now. And Jonathan, what can you tell us about our latest up-to-the-minute weather forecast?
Well, in the area, in the Triangle area, especially the northern parts as we head toward Chapel Hill and northern parts of Durham and those areas, we had anywhere from about 6 to as many as 9 inches of snow fall overnight. Further to the southeast, when you head down toward actually Raleigh and perhaps Morrisville and those kind of places, the accumulations tend to drop off quite noticeably. But with the essentially with the snow you have out there right now, it's pretty much as deep as it's going to get. We'll have some lingering flurries and periods of freezing drizzle and drizzle for the remainder of the morning into the early afternoon, with temperatures hovering just below freezing for the next few hours and then just climbing above freezing by early afternoon.
Doesn't sound like a lot of melting is going to take place today.
Well, a couple things actually might work better than you think. We've had a couple winter storms where temperatures have been in the 20s, and the character of the snow was different, such that when cars drove on it, it froze, it bonded to the asphalt, and kind of turned into more of a compacted layer of ice. With the heavy, wet nature of today's snow, as folks put tire tracks in it, the road conditions actually will improve noticeably. And even though we'll have low overcast for much of the day, the clouds aren't terribly deep, so the sun actually will be peeking through those clouds, even though it looks cloudy, and that will help break the snow up as well. So the snow's not going to disappear, especially on the grass and in the shady spots and things like that, but the roads will noticeably improve as we head into the early afternoon. And, you know, once we get some more cars on it and a little bit of a little bit of insulation.
Talking with Jonathan Blaze, National Weather Service. Jonathan, I'm looking at the long-range forecast in the next couple of days. There's even a mention of flurries in there. Could we get any serious snow in the next couple of days?
Yeah, so we've been overwhelmed with winter storms here of the past couple of weeks, and certainly we have a potential some flurries, I think, is the best way to categorize it. For tomorrow, we don't expect a big impact with that, but wouldn't be surprised to see some flurries falling during the afternoon, snow showers, that type of thing. We don't expect much accumulation, and temperatures during that time will be in the upper 30s. So unlike the snow flurries we had earlier in the week, where it actually accumulated a little bit more and persisted longer, because temperatures will be milder, we expect the impact to be much more minimal.
I guess
we have another winter storm or another storm system heading toward us for the weekend, and that would be potentially as we head into Sunday. And we're still evaluating that and seeing what the potential impact with that would be. But hopefully here at some point as we head into the middle of next week, temperatures will moderate, and we actually have highs getting into the 50s, if not lower 60s, by Wednesday, hopefully.
Wow, that's amazing even to think about that. Looks like this weekend we might be dealing with some severely cold temperatures at night in particular.
It will be chilly for the next couple nights. Fresh snow tends to help promote cold temperatures. So lows tonight will range in the lower 20s. And then for Saturday morning, they'll fall to near 20. So it'll be quite cold. And even into Sunday, we'll be in the near 20 or upper teens. Eventually, temperatures will moderate once we get to the beginning of the work week on Monday. Hopefully kids will be back at school and at the bus stops. We expect those in the mid-30s on Monday morning.
Well, Jonathan, I know that you guys are extremely busy out there, and we appreciate what you do, and thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks for the call. Everybody be safe. And one more thing you might want to mention is I know folks are tempted to let their kids run out and play today. It would be smart to keep them inside, at least through the midday hours, as you know, we do have branches and limbs falling down with the heavy, wet snow. And we don't want to have any branches or limbs falling on anybody outside unnecessarily. Things should improve by afternoon. So if you can hold the little ones indoors for a handful of hours, they'll be a lot safer.
That's a very good thought. Thanks so much.
All right, take care.
That is Jonathan Blaze, meteorologist with the National Weather Service office in Raleigh. And the latest on our forecast, looks like we're in for a really cold weekend. And we're not out of the woods yet, folks. Best thing you can do, I promise, is just stay home if you have that option. Stay home. Don't worry about going anywhere because it's going to be really hard for you to get there anyway. Time now for Traffic and Weather Together, and traffic brought to you this morning by your friends at Town Hall Grill. And here once again is the inimitable Nikki Morse.
Oh, thanks, Ron. I have so much to tell you. There's like all these cars not on the road, and there's a really good reason for that, because there's a whole bunch of snow actually on the roads, it's shocking. I know we've barely mentioned it.
I didn't realize you were from California. And you talked with a question mark at the end of every sentence.
I have a big question mark over my forehead.
Well, basically, stay off the roads.
Yes, please do.
It's not safe out there. So.
Not at all. And even if you have a four-wheel drive vehicle like I do, for instance, it's really, really not even worth it. You're not going to be going anywhere specific. There's nothing open.
Yeah.
So you really just don't need to.